So if people's love for us is coming from Krishna, is Krishna's love coming through them? And they say people's anger also, Krishna's anger coming through them?
Or yeah, negative like that, yeah.
Not necessarily. See, at one level, Krishna is the source of everything.
Hmm.
But at the same time, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, he says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhu. Everything comes from me.
Yes.
But then, same chapter 10.41, he says that everything attractive manifests a spark of my spirit. Now, does that mean that the unattractive things don't come from me? The unattractive things also do come from me. But, no, Krishna's focus over that chapter is that which captures our consciousness, that we should see its connectedness with Him so that we can become connected with Him, ultimately. So, in this particular case, when we see our negative emotions, we see that from a scriptural perspective, just like there is no such thing as darkness existing. Darkness is simply the absence of light.
Yeah.
Similarly, negative emotions are in a sense the result of the absence of positive emotions. So, that means it is not that it is Krishna's anger that is manifesting. It is rather that person's lack of Krishna consciousness that is causing that. No, that person's lack of Krishna consciousness because of which their lower emotions are manifest. That's one thing. That's one possibility. Other possibility is also that, especially those who are very directly closely connected with Krishna. But if our spiritual master is displeased with us, he is really angry with us. Then that means that because Krishna's anger manifesting to them. So if somebody thinks we are directly connecting with Krishna, and in that case we can say it is Krishna's anger manifesting. So, but otherwise, generally when people's negative emotions we sense, we encounter them, you see them as a result of their own lack of Krishna consciousness. Just as the darkness is simply the lack of light, similarly. No, I mean, said it's a non-devotee, then they were never Krishna conscious. So what do you mean lack of Krishna consciousness? No, lack of Krishna consciousness simply means in this case that actually sometimes people by their past karma and their present choices, they manifest certain virtues. Sometimes people behave kindly. But they have a kind nature and they behave kindly. Sometimes some people just have a harsh nature or they behave harshly. So we see that their capacity for kindness and their kind actions, the result of their using their free will properly. And in some cases they are acting harshly, but the result of their misusing their free will. So if they have been Krishna conscious, then they would not misuse their free will. In this particular situation, they are not being Krishna conscious. So we may not be able to see directly the connection with Krishna in the specific emotions that we are experiencing through them. But we see that, as I said, some people pull us towards Krishna with their love. Some people push us towards Krishna with their negativity. You can see this is how Krishna is acting. So in a sense, for Dhruva Maharaj to go to the old attain Vishnu, you know, his mother, she guided him. But his father was also, in a sense, a part of it. If his father had not neglected him, Dhruva would not have... So it's not that his father gets the credit for him. His father had no intention of helping him like that. The father was part of it. So in that sense, we can see that they are also part of Krishna's plan. But it's not necessarily that their specific emotion is reflective of the emotion of Krishna.
And then the second question I had.